NTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. At their regular meeting, the Lee County Board of Commissioners approved the purchase of 15 automated license plate readers from GenoPick by the Lee County Sheriff's Office with a grant received from the Local and Tribal Consistency Fund. Sheriff Corey Helton presented the benefits of the cameras to commissioners. ALPRs are high-speed computer-controlled camera systems that are typically mounted on street poles, street lights, highway overpasses, mobile trailers, or attached to patrol cars. ALPR can scan as many as 3,600 license plates in an hour, whereas a deputy can take 150 with no interruptions. Helton advised that Lee County covers a total area of 4,394 square miles, and LCSO patrols unincorporated areas with up to 46 patrol deputies distributed into four shifts. On Monday, authorities responded to a residence in Loving in reference to a 57-year-old male who was stabbed. The victim transported by emergency medical services with life-threatening injuries. Incident responded to by Eddy County Sheriff's Office. Detectives arresting 38-year-old Valerie Marie Fierro. Fierro is accused of aggravated battery with great bodily harm. Detectives arresting her after receiving authorization on an arrest warrant following their investigation. Anyone with information regarding the incident, you're encouraged to contact the Eddy County Sheriff's Office. Graduation requirements have been an open topic at the New Mexico legislature this session. Two bills aimed at changing them. One would make financial literacy a requirement to graduate. Representative Catherine Brown said it's a course that right now is an elective in high schools in the state, but only 11% of students take it. The bill would require students to have half a unit in this or a semester course before they graduate. 84% of the people agreed it was an important requirement. Meanwhile, a high school teacher proposing a competing bill saying with his bill, financial literacy would be included in other courses. And that's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, NTD Radio News.